Bay State single-family home sales shot up 11.4% in June, making it the best June for sales since 2005, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. I'm Mallory Weiss, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Mallory.
Last month, you mentioned that home sales hadn't surpassed 6,000 for years. Now we see that June sales broke the 6,000 mark. What a great month.
Yes. June sales shot up nicely. It's an important and welcome development for any number of reasons. First of all, June, July, and August are always the top 3 months for real estate closings. This is true for many years, and it's because the spring market for home shopping brings deals that close over the summer. So an 11% jump in sales comes at a critical time, sort of like for retailers. A big jump in retail sales in the weekend after Thanksgiving is much better and more significant than an increase in midwinter. A little historical perspective will also help us to understand why this is so welcome. The crash in the real estate market started in 2005 and lasted through 2011. That's 7 long years of depressed sales. In 2012, sales jumped up 20%. And another 5% in 2013. But since then, the market and its recovery has really been rather spotty. Sales have actually declined in 10 of the 17 months before June. So a double-digit increase in June is very impressive. Another good sign is that median prices have shown reasonable but not wild gains. In June, the median price for a single-family home was up 1.4%, and that's despite a big gain in the sales volume. So that's a modest gain. For the first 6 months of the year, the median price is up 1.6%, again, a very modest gain. Last year, it was up 2.5%. So these are all in line with normal inflationary pressures. And I think that the numbers give us confidence that the recovery is sustainable. Some areas of the state have seen big increases in home values, but overall, we are in a slow growth mode. That keeps homes affordable and in line with the income that people earn from their jobs. When we see double-digit increases in median prices, as we did every year from 1999 to 2004, then we see that that things are out of whack and a bubble is forming. Keeping homes affordable keeps Massachusetts competitive with employers who want to find good locations for expanding their workforce.
So condos also had a very strong month. What does this mean for the big picture in terms of the housing market recovery?
Yes, condos did actually outperform single-family homes in the month of June. That hasn't happened in a while now, and the condo market had taken a little bit of a breather. Condo sales were up 15%, and prices were up 2.3%. Both of those are better than the single-family home performance. We have to go back to 2007 to find any month with that many sales of condos. So the popularity of condos seems to be back. Given the demographics of an aging baby boomer generation looking to downsize and simplify their lives, this popularity makes sense. Plus, apartment rents keep rising, and the younger population is doing the math to see what makes more sense, whether to rent or to buy.
For a while now, we have been discussing the inventory shortage in Massachusetts. Does this month's progress in conjunction with the healthy price increase mean that the crunch is behind us?
No. I think that it is safe to say that inventory is still tight. New numbers will be issued by the Mass Realtors today. But for the month of May, the inventory of single-family homes was down 17% when compared with last May. And that's 40 straight months of declines. Inventory of condos for sale was down 22%. So people who are shopping for homes have fewer and fewer options. It is sort of amazing that sales were up 11% in June with such slim pickings. One thing that helps is that the new listings have been climbing. In May, new listings of single-family homes increased 7.6% from the prior May. In June, they were up 10.4%. So it looks like new properties to the market led to the gains that we were able to see in June sales. And as prices gradually increase, I think we'll see more and more new listings. When homeowners have more confidence of a handsome profit on the sales of their homes, more will be willing to list them for sale.
Thanks, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you would like more information about the products and services that The Warren Group provides, visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.